Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over six figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? Hi, it's Conway. It is a beautiful day in downtown Nashville. It is a high of 35. I'm feeling very toasty warm. And that is sarcasm for you. So I had a very interesting experience. So I've been obviously been in school for spiritual psychology if you've been following me. I'm starting to take on coaching clients, but obviously our first client is ourself, right? And we have to work on our inner stuff. And so I really had to look at my relationship with my mom. And I realized that the animosity I have towards her is really not serving me at all. And so on Christmas, I decided, like, you know, I'm going to take her like an orchid as my peace offering and a card and leave it for outside her house. Because my brother, my blood brother, has moved away to Montana. I don't have any connection with my family, so they don't talk to me. I only know this stuff through like my other clients. They're on like his email list and, you know, Instagram. So I don't even know if my mom has an Instagram or social media at all. But yeah, and I don't talk to that side of my family at all. So when my dad died, that was why it was such a big deal. Because I don't have a relationship with them. Anyways, so I was like, you know, this is like the thing I need to do to just like clear my path, you know, like set a new intention. If I really do believe in forgiveness and resetting, what does that look like? You know, like I have to live from a place of that I do believe this, you know, and I truly do believe it. And so I need to live it out. I can't just tell people like, oh, yeah, you need to forgive people and not hold on to things because it affects you. But meanwhile, I'm like holding on all these grudges and shit, and it's like eating me alive, right? So I'm like, so from selfish reasons, if you want to look at it from that, I don't want to hold on to that stuff. And bygones be bygones, whatever that looks like. So I dropped off the orchid at her house, and she is a hoarder and she has MS. So I do realize that there is a massive health issue and mental illness as well. Or not mental illness. I don't know if it's depression or whatever, but hoarding isn't a normal thing. And so all her houses look abandoned. So first off, all her houses look abandoned. So I never know if someone lives in one or not. So I went to the house. Obviously the weeds are overgrowing and there's like trash bags over the window. So I was like, that's weird. But I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what psychosis for hoarding looks like, you know, like cut me some slack. So a week later I drive by and I automatically go into panic mode, like worst case scenario. Cause my mom also always owned pets, and which is even sadder and grosser. And this is why it's really hard for me to have a relationship with her, because it's like she smokes inside the house, drinks Diet Coke, and like locks these animals away. She's also massively overweight and doesn't shower. So like then she has pets on top of it. And it's just like, it's not fair to those fucking animals. Just like it wasn't fair, you know, that she was my mom, I felt like, you know, like it's not fair that you have me and you don't want me, you know. So I feel for the animals. So when the orchid was out there for a week, I was like, oh my God, is she dead inside? And the animals are eating her. So I was thinking like worst case scenario, like I'm going to have to do a wellness check. Well, I was like, okay, don't freak out. Like check on Zillow first. Like, so I look up the address on Zillow and it turns out that the house had been sold in March. This is December. And so I was like, wow. Okay. And I had learned that she had sold a bunch of other properties that she had inherited. So I'm estimating that she sold like almost well over $3 million worth of properties and in a year. And it was just like a really weird place to be like, I want to, and this is like why I'm telling the story, because I wanted to, you know, extend the olive branch, not being like expecting her to be like, please forgive me. I was extending it on my behalf of saying, please forgive me. And because I can't expect someone to apologize for something when they don't know what they did, or they, you know, don't even acknowledge that they did something, right? Like you can't expect that from someone. And that's why forgiveness is such a big thing, because it eats you alive and it's a poison to you when you can't forgive. And so I have already, you know, done my work of forgiving her and being like, I see it for what it is. Like, it's almost like an addict. Like, you can tell an alcoholic, they're an alcoholic all day long. And until they have their own awakening, then they'll take up, you know, that cross and, you know, go to rehab or whatever it is. And so I knew I needed to forgive her. So the flower is still there. And so the takeaway is just like so crazy, because I am free. I've done what I could with the information I have. And she doesn't have friends, so there's no way for me to figure out friends and things like that. My address has also never changed since I was 16. Yes, I live in Nashville, but like I still live in the same house. It's been remodeled and stuff like that. But yeah, I live in the same house. My address hasn't changed. I've had the same phone number since I was in high school. Or not really, that's not true. I've had the same phone number since I got clean, but that's easily, you know, 11 years. I've had the same phone number. So there's easy ways to reach me. Plus, like, an easy Google search. Like, I'm all over the internet, right? And so it's just really, really wild to be like, I don't have to carry this burden with me anymore. It is done. It has been completed. It, you know, like, these people don't have an interest in me, and that is, and I'm fine with it. It's like actually so freeing to be like, I don't have to think about this anymore. And so why I'm sharing the story is because I know I'm not the only one that has experienced this with their parents or in their lives with people. And time, they always say, heals, right? Because as time goes by, you get the perspective that the things that happen aren't that big of a deal, of like how shitty it feels, right? Like, yes, I grew up and it wasn't probably the ideal way that I would like to grow up, but that's how I grew up. So I can't change the past. I can only look at the future and only be present in the present moment now. And do I want those icky feelings right now? No, I don't. I don't want them. I can own it as, hey, it wasn't ideal, and I do have to work through my trauma work. And that's why trauma work is so important, because I don't need to blame anyone for what happened to me or what didn't happen to me or whatever it is. I'm just owning it because I just want to be fucking healthy. Because at the end of the day, when you're doing all this work, it's for you. The only thing you have control over is you. Like, the only thing I have control over is me. The only thing I have control are my thoughts, feelings, and actions. I cannot control the rest of the world, but I can control how I let it affect me. And it is such an amazing thing to just be like, I'm free. Like, I am free. And I'm not going to say it was a really easy thing. It took me a couple months to even gather up the courage to like go get the orchid and drop it off. You know, like, I did it around Christmas time because I gave myself the deadline. I could have done it at any time. And there could be more to be said about like, well, what if I'd done it in March or whatever. But yeah, it's just like a crazy thing to be like, I am set free. And even if she had gotten the orchid and I never heard from her again, I would still be free. I would still be okay. And that's the thing about forgiveness, is like, I don't have any ill feelings towards her. Would I be a little shocked if I saw her out in public? Totally. And I probably wouldn't really know how to like, oh, you know, deal with it. And so, I mean, but that's normal. That's just being shocked, you know. But I wouldn't have any ill feelings towards her. I can see her as a human, and I can see her as someone that's struggling. I can see her as someone that is alone. And I can see her with the prison that she has created for herself. And I can see myself as the prison that I have created for myself. And I don't want to be bound into that prison. I want freedom. I want to be able to be who I am. I want to feel confident in the actions and decisions I make, not because they were dictated by something else that happened to me in my past, and I'm just reacting to the limiting beliefs that I've already had. And then that is the freedom in the trauma work. That is the freedom in what I've been doing in spiritual psychology. That is the freedom behind doing E4s and figuring out what my limited beliefs are. And that it is okay. I can be generous and I can be abundant with people that I may not quote unquote think deserve it, because At the end of the day, everyone deserves it because if I believe that namaste and the meaning of it, the divinity I see in you is the divinity I see in myself, that we are all made in the image of God and that we are all godlike and that we are all children of God, which makes us little gods, then hey, I'm only speaking my truth and I'm only honoring who I authentically am and representing that in the world. And if I can be a, and I think that's why the Bible says, I'm not going to say I think, I know the Bible says, like, let you are a light unto the world. Because when you awaken to who you are and the divine creation you are, you reflect that out and you are a mirror of that to someone else that maybe have forgotten that that's who they are. And so I invite you today, if there are people that you're holding negative things against and grudges, you can either physically apologize to them and do some make a movement, or you can energetically do it and go, hey, I forgive you for what happened, and I hope that you forgive me for what I did. Because in every story, each one of us is a victim or perpetrator. So if you're making someone else wrong, they're making you wrong, which means if I'm going to make my mom wrong and be like, you need to ask for forgiveness from me, she's going to flip it and say, I need to ask forgiveness from her. Or like vice versa, if you get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's we're going to make each other wrong versus me being like, hey, please forgive me for how I mistreated you. Because at the end of the day, we don't know actually what's actually going on in everyone's lives. We don't know what their brain chemistry is doing. We don't know what experiences they've been having. We have no fucking clue, but we do know what we have experienced. And so you can forgive people. And it doesn't mean that you condone the actions that they made against you, but you want the fucking freedom that you can have peace. And my peace is way more important to me than me being right any day. So that is my story about literally, I do not have a mom anymore. And I've kind of always acted like I didn't because she wasn't there for me. But now having that freedom of like, okay. And what's even different, more interesting, because as I've gone through more trauma work and really stepping into my own, and am I perfect? Hell no. But am I looking for perfection? No, because perfection doesn't exist. If I'm just trying to operate from the highest version of myself and the best version of myself, as I know it in this moment right now. Tomorrow, will there be a better, higher, better elevated version of myself? 100%. We're only asking for a 1% increase in ourselves, 1%. Do 1% better than you did yesterday. And so I took the orchid to my grandma's house. And my grandma and I have had some a little animosity recently, only because I don't just, I'm never going to be someone that just obeys someone. I'm just not going to be that person. But you should be able to have a conversation with me of like, tell me why. If like, just tell me why this something is this way. And there's a lot more around it in that area. But I took the orchid to her and I told her the story behind the orchid. Because I'm not going to be like, so I told her the story about how it came to be that she's now has this orchid because I don't want the orchid. It was a beautiful orchid. I just don't want more stuff in my house. So I was like, my grandma has a massive house. She can enjoy this orchid. And she started crying because for me, I grew up in it. For my grandma, she was a witness as an adult into my life. And it's gonna make me cry because she started crying. And she was like, when your parents got married, I didn't expect this to happen, as everyone doesn't, right? And she's like, and she was just so excited that, she was the first person that I told about it and I came to her. And That is the human connection. We want authenticity in our relationships. And when we have these moments of upsets or trials or eye-opening things that happen to us, when we lock it away inside of ourselves, we steal the ability to share it with someone else that can speak into it and maybe can receive healing themselves as you receive healing as well. And that's what I experienced from that moment, was that all my grandma has wanted, even though I, am difficult, and she tells me, why can't you just do, I'm difficult, is just what I've been my whole life. Like, just be agreeable. And by me being authentic, it rekindled our relationship that I know that she does love me, even despite what she says, like, never that she doesn't not love me, but like, just the agreeableness, like, she loves me, she cares about me. She's also looking at me through her lens and her experiences. And she hasn't done the healing because that wasn't generationally what they did, So I have to give grace. But I mended a relationship because I was just being vulnerable and authentic with her. And that's huge. That small act of giving her a flower that was not meant for her and ex sharing my experience is what changed our relationship. Like, how fucking huge is that? And it's so small. And energetically, we are all connected to each other. And when one of us heals, we all heal. When one of our hearts breaks, all our hearts break. We know, we can feel that. So we need to share more of ourselves in order to heal everything. And I've always unabashedly said, I will always embarrass myself if it will help someone else. I will always overshare if it will help someone else. And in the past year of me living in Nashville, I've lost who I was and what that looks like. And I lived from a really inauthentic place. And it was a place that I used to live in before my dad died. And that isn't who I am. And I was showing up that way. And like, the world is fucking hungry for authenticity. It is hungry for healing. Literally, the earth is hungry for healing. We have global warming. It is hungry to be healed. We are hungry as a society. And so, if one act of forgiveness is what will get us one step closer to healing, not only ourselves, but us as each other collectively, and then someone else, it just spiral effects as you forgive that person and you ask for forgiveness from them first, and they go like, wow, that's so crazy. Because most people would be like, why are you asking forgiveness for? Or they'd be like, N they're not going to give you, no one wants to be wrong, right? So how powerful is that? So today, I challenge you, and I'm going to say challenge because it is a challenge to sit down for 5 minutes and maybe not even sit down and just like blot them all out if that is not how you work, because I don't really work that way sometimes. But just as it comes up, have like a notes in your phone and you can type it out and just write down the people that you're like, maybe the people that give you the ick because something happened, and go through the list. And some people you won't ever be able to connect with to actually physically ask for forgiveness from that, or, to ask for forgiveness from them. But just energetically send a prayer out and be like, I am so sorry I hurt you. I am not who that person is. And I am so sorry it affected you. And realizing that you may not receive hey, it's okay, we're all good. And that's what making amends is. Some people won't be good with your apology, but that's not up to you anymore. You did your part. You're living 1% better than you did yesterday. And that's now on them if they want to have that poison eat away at them. So, I hope you guys have an amazing day. Listen to your affirmation. Do your breathing next. Just forgive one person today. And soon you won't have as many people to forgive. And I know it's scary the first time, but as you do it more and more and more, and just ask for forgiveness, because we all fucking need forgiveness. We've all misstepped. We've all miscalculated. We've all treated someone, taken our days out on someone else, and it wasn't their fault. Claim it. And the faster you spot it, it's the easier it is. I promise. I even had to like do it to some guy that called me today about my broken couch from like 6 months ago. I'm like, I am so sorry. I am frustrated about this, and this is not your fault. I am sorry I'm taking it out on you, and I do not mean to. I just want you to understand, like, this is what's happening. So, anyways, just spotting it, owning your shit. It'll only make you better. Just one, we're only aiming for 1% better. 1% better. So here's a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, so if you know me, you know how much I love electrolytes, and I really believe in hydration because most of the time when we think that we're hungry, we're actually not. We're just extremely dehydrated. So I try to focus most of my energy on just being as hydrated as possible, and I'm able to achieve that with RF Supplements electrolyte powder. So I'm so excited to partner up with them. I love their whole product line, from their liquid fat burners to their protein powder, which is delicious, as well as their sleep aid tablets and their pre workout, which doesn't make me feel like I'm going crazy. So you can purchase any of these online. Follow them on Instagram at RF_supps, SUPPS, and use RFS Conway at checkout for a discount. This is your affirmation to send you off for the day. I am inspired in spirit. Deep breath in through your nose, fill up your stomach, and then exhale out through your mouth. Nothing happens until I take action. I'm always taking action. All of my ideas and thoughts lead me to happiness and success. I have more success than I ever anticipated. I have a magnetic and dynamic personality. My personality is radiant with confidence, certainty, and optimism. I attract only beneficial circumstances. Thank you so much for joining me on the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, knowing that you can be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing. If you're ready to transform your trauma into triumph, create the life you want to live, break generational curses, and just level up, please feel free to reach out to me for one-on-one sessions at Conway Is Rad across all social platforms. If you love this show, share it with a friend, and please leave a 5-star review. Had a beautiful day, and I cannot wait to catch up with you on the next episode.